Well, it's a larger, broader effort led by the White House, really to ensure that federal programs and policies take into account the distinct needs of women and girls. And at the U.S. Department of Transportation, under the Office of the Secretary and under the leadership of Secretary Ray LaHood, we really established this program as an entrepreneurial pilot program to get more women and girls involved in the transportation industry. And it started out in the summer of 2009 at Spelman College by really identifying Spelman College as being one of the most significant and highly rated schools in the country that was solely focused on women within a minority community. And they had a great program and really, really wanted to be a part of the transportation industry. So we partnered with them and Secretary LaHood, along with the president of the university, as well as the former mayor, Mayor Shirley Franklin, as well as Congressman John Lewis, were all in attendance and really initiated this program. And we started off with 22 young women who were Spelman students, and we placed them with internships across the city, many of them participating within the transportation industry as well as the local small businesses. And surprisingly, this program within the first 24 hours really picked up all across the country, and we were very happy to share our efforts across the country. And now, going into fall of 2010, we're excited and delighted to have over 112 young women be placed across the country in these internships.
And we're going to talk to one of those women, but talk to me, how does the selection process go? How does it actually work?
Sure. Well, originally it started off with a school, Spelman College, being the one to identify the students.
Mm-hmm.
But since the program has expanded, in addition to having 112 students across the country, we've now expanded the program through our 11 small business transportation resource centers. We have each SBTRC across the country and are responsible for placing qualified female college students and transportation-related internships throughout the country. So they are mainly responsible for identifying the young women and girls who would participate.
And Angelique Washington is one of the inaugural class of the Women's and Girl Program interns. Ms. Washington, talk a little bit about, well, how'd you find out about this program, and why was it interesting for you?
Okay, well, initially, as Mr. Neal said, it was piloted at Spelman College, and I was an econ major during the time. And in our economics department, my econ teacher had announced to us that this was a great opportunity for women who are interested in transportation. Because we had limited resources as far as business, a lot of my classmates and I decided to attend. So we attended the information session, and it was no question that I wanted to be a part of transportation. I think that as women, we see ourselves, or there's a lack of representation of women, so we decide to kind of shy away from learning more about it. But when they initiated it at Spelman College, we knew that we had to find out more about it and really, you know, expose ourselves to the industry and gain that real-world experience as an intern.
And shy away because?
You know, shy away just because there just wasn't a lot of women. When you think of transportation, you kind of think that it's male-dominated. And the first thing you think about when a person says the transportation industry, you kind of think about what's visible. And you see the men with the hard hats on the roads, constructing the bridges and so forth. But you fail to realize that there is a road behind that.
So tell us what you got to do. What was during your tenure? What were you doing and your impressions?
Okay, well, I worked for our MARTA Transportation, which is our public transportation outlet here in Atlanta, Georgia, and I worked in the communications and marketing department. However, I was exposed to various industries such as the planning, and in that particular, you're learning how to actually plan the routes, and also engineering. It was a great experience for me. As I said, I was assigned to the communications and marketing department, so I pretty much controlled a lot of the communications and marketing, such as the press releases and being over actual marketing campaigns. And it definitely left me with a great impression. I know that this is something that I want to do now. Prior to a year ago, when I wanted to, you know, select a different trajectory. But now I know that I see myself within the transportation industry from here on out.
And federal service in particular seem interesting to you at this point?
You know what? It's definitely of interest, for sure.
Because, you know, oftentimes feds these days don't always have the best, people don't always have the best perception of feds always. Was it when you were looking and you're going, okay, Department of Transportation, sometimes people go, that's working for the federal government. I'm going to be joining a bureaucracy. Who wants to do that? Or was that not the case?
It wasn't the case to me. I think, you know, as a college student, your mind is wide open and you want to try different industries. So I just think that working for the federal government for me was more appeasing than not. I think it provides more job security. So for me, it was definitely a great opportunity. And I was happy to be able to have that as an option.
Mr. Neal, part of what comes out of this has to be that that viewpoint of federal workers and of the federal government. President Obama has often talked about making it a cool place to work. This, when you actually get to be involved in doing the job, sometimes that can really help.
Absolutely, Chris. And I got to admit that Angelique is being very humble. You know, right away, she was one of our stars, and she stood out. Her whole persona, her entire resume, her entire portfolio was just absolutely awesome. And one of the great things about Spelman and a lot of HBCUs is that, you know, public services and community services ranks very high up there when it comes to young people and involvement. And so I think one of the things we're finding now within the federal government is that many young people are getting more involved in the federal sector, because it's about public service and it's about giving back and it's about really helping to shape this country and making it a better place.
Do you have to work with the various parts of the transportation department so they understand, hold on, we need to give these folks a role, someplace to play, someplace where they can really learn?
Well, I think it's throughout the federal government. I know within the U.S. Department of Transportation, and again, under the Secretary's leadership, we really put an emphasis on workforce development and opportunities and making sure that young people are all across the board and that there's some type of mentoring going on. You know, we just had a recent senior retreat for our senior officials and political appointees, and one of the things that the Secretary really was focusing on is making sure that young people really find a mentoring opportunity or a coach. Really, in the coaching opportunity, really, to make sure that there's some type of legacy that will be fulfilled, but also a learning environment that's win-win for both the coach and for the mentee.
And I'm going to ask Angelique the same question, but this is the first time you've done this. Any lessons learned from the program so far?
You know what? I would have to say the first lesson I've learned is to open yourself. You know, be receptive of new things and try new things. And I think that that's a very valuable lesson for me because, you know, sometimes you tend to become closed-minded and you're always going with what's traditional. But I know now that, you know, you have to experiment and you have to test the waters and try new things. So that has been the most important lesson for me. Also within transportation, like I said, and this goes for a lot of women, that we definitely need to try something new. It has a lot to offer on the offerings, various functions, which you can very easily find yourself within this industry.